Heavenly Father, you gave your apostles grace truly to believe and to preach your word. Grant that we might love what they believed and preach what they taught through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. You can be seated. Today is one of my favorite days in the church year. It's one of my favorite because I know I will never be one of those saints that has a day on the calendar. You see, today we celebrate and remember all those faithfully departed saints who will never have a page in the big book of saints. So I know that this day, All Saints Day, will be my saints' day one day. And I would guess it might be yours too, but I'll speak for myself. I hope you make it to the big book. I love it also because I love to remember and thank God for the saints I once knew who played a part in my formation as a follower of Jesus Christ. People like Don DeCourcy, Betsy Whitmore, and Uni Boyles. I'm sure you have your own list of names you could call to mind. While we still remember some of the recently departed, many others have been forgotten. We remember these forgotten ones today as well. One of the songs we sing every All Saints Day, we've been singing it and humming it and whistling it all week in the office. And I walked into the bathroom earlier before the service, and Father John was in there kind of whistling it. The song that we sing is called For All the Saints. We sang it just as we came in for our processional. But the tune name for this song is called Sine Nomine. It's Latin, and it means no name. Listen again to the first two verses. For all the saints who from their labors rest, who thee by faith before the world confessed, thy name, O Jesus, be forever blessed. Alleluia, alleluia. Thou wast their rock, their fortress, and their might. Thou, Lord, their captain in the well-fought fight. Thou in the darkness drear, their one true light. Alleluia, alleluia. That's powerful. I heard a story once about a man who was driving through the south of England when his car broke down. He had to have it towed to a local mechanic, and after the mechanic took some time to look at it, he said, I can fix it, but it's going to take me several hours. Faced with waiting, the man decided that he would walk through town. On his walk, he came to a large monument dedicated to a group of soldiers from New Zealand who had saved the town during the First World War. Inscribed on the monument was, "We will never forget your sacrifice." The man was curious, but no more information was there at the monument. So seeing a small coffee shop nearby, he went in and asked the patrons about the monument. And none of them knew anything about it. They said, you know, you should go down to the city museum. The curator there, she knows all about it, if anybody does. She's lived here her whole life, and she'd be the one who'd be able to tell you about it. But to his disappointment, she didn't know anything about the New Zealanders either. The museum also had nothing about it. No one remembered their sacrifice. They were sine nomine. No names. One church I pastored printed a little booklet every year with all the names of the faithful departed from that parish, some from the diocese, and some family and friends. I have a copy of it on my desk I like to pull out the week of All Saints and read through them. The first year I was there, I asked one of the deacons who had been at the church his whole life to tell me about the people listed in this little booklet. He only remembered a few. The rest of them were just names on a piece of paper. All these forgotten, meek, poor, and merciful saints lived out Jesus' Sermon on the Mount as best they could. While we may not have the stories of their lives, and no one may be alive today to tell us about them, they carried us to where we are today in 2024 at Christ's table, sitting here in Knoxville, Tennessee. Just like those forgotten saints. These saints are like unceremonial meals that we have daily. In a few days, those meals will be forgotten, but they nourished us. We can live without the banquets and the feasts, but we cannot live without the unceremonial meals that we have every day around our dinner tables. Just like that, these forgotten saints have carried us and the more widely known saints throughout the centuries of church history. And yet, they are the forgotten ones. They are sine nomine, saints with no names. We want to believe that we will be remembered in this life, that the things we do will be praised after we go on. We build monuments, and we make plaques with our names on it. We want to believe our names and accomplishments will be remembered, but memories fade. We believe our names and legacies will last, but they don't. We are sine nomine. That can be disheartening if you don't keep in mind this one thing. We are never sine nomine to our Heavenly Father. You are never forgotten by the Father. He remembers us. We are known deeply by Him. We'll never become sine nomine to Him. You will always be named with God. You will always belong. This is true for those for these we celebrate today, too. These faithfully departed who we still hold in our hearts and minds, and those who have been lost to time out of mind. We will gather in a few moments around the table, and although we won't see them with our eyes, those saints, the greater saints and the lesser saints and the ones we know of and the ones we don't know of will gather with us. And they will gather with us at the end, and we will all together be around Christ's throne, worshiping Him, as our passage in Revelation says. We and they will never be sine nomine to our Father in heaven. Amen.